My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Final segment, taking you up to noon, D'Lo and Kenny will take over at noon. But right now, I'm Kyle. That's Jesse. Jesse Tapia in the building.
Coming in off the bullpen.
Coming in out of the bullpen, sitting in the big chair for the first time in Studio 2. How does it feel?
Are you comfortable really in weird. There? It's almost like I feel like we're not on air just because I don't have the board in front of me and all that.
You feel like you're like setting everything up for Damian right now?
Yeah, this is honestly really weird. Like, the mic's just right here or whatever, but I'm with it. It's the big boy chair.
Okay, great. So, I'm glad you're here. You're a huge football fan. You're not a fan of the Chiefs or the 49ers. I have two questions because I want to know how you're watching this game. I know how 49ers fans are watching. I know how Chiefs fans are watching. But, A, I want to know. I know there's a ton of Raider fans in the chatty house. I want to know how you're watching this game. I already know Ramsey's out. Ramsey's like, I'm not watching. I'm not taking part.
Yeah, he's not watching the San Francisco football team.
That's fine, and I totally respect it. If you're committed to hating both teams, like I said, that's a vibe. I respect it. I would like to know if you're a Raider fan. Who are you rooting for here? Who do you want to see win? But Jesse, you're a Dolphins fan. How do you consume a Super Bowl that features the 49ers and the Chiefs? Is there a team you like more or less? Is there a team you're rooting for? Where do you land?
I'm not rooting for anyone. I mean, the Chiefs beat up Miami in the first round in the wild card or whatever. I'm over it. Not mad or whatever, obviously, but... Not mad. No, but I mean,
Don't write that I'm mad. Don't put in the newspaper that I'm mad.
I'm not rooting for anyone in this game, but I do think the Niners are gonna come out of this one.
You think they're gonna win?
Yeah, I think they're finally gonna put it together.
Why?
I don't have like this hard hitting analysis. It's just like against Detroit and Green Bay, they just played horrible. Like against Green Bay, they played good for about 7 minutes of the game, and that was good enough to get them the win. Mm-hmm. Against Detroit, you played a good second half. That was good enough to get you the win. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just kind of like, I believe they're more who they were in the regular season rather than who they were the last 2 weeks. So I'm just pretty much waiting for them to put it together, and I think they will on Sunday.
That's the thing I'm having the hardest time with, and it's such I feel like a bad analyst or whatever, but what you just said is the correct answer. I think if the 49ers play like they did September through December, I think they go in and win. But I'm anchoring really hard to the playoffs, where I can't get past the fact they had to come back to beat the Packers at home. And then they had to come back from 17 down and needed a lot of luck to go their way to beat the Lions at home.
Maybe it's Team of Destiny vibes?
Maybe. If that's the way you want to go, maybe that's just what it is. Like, yeah, they made the plays. Detroit didn't. The Niners did. That's why the Niners are here. And now Kansas City, Detroit had guys dropping passes left and right, and now you have a Kansas City team who it feels like their receiving core has been defined all year by drop passes. So maybe that's just kind of what it is. But I think what you say is accurate, though. Like, we have a 17-game sample of the 49ers being, for the most part, dominant. But then you have this 2-game sample in the playoffs of them having to piece together ways to win.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going into this game and they're putting up 30 like how they were during the season. I don't think that's happening. I think my prediction right now would be like 23-17 49ers right now. I think it's going to be a lot of defense or whatever, and I'm giving the edge to the 49ers because they got CMC, Debo, Ayuk, and all those other guys. Mahomes is obviously one of the greatest to ever do it, but I just like the Niners' weapons to get him enough points.
That's what's funny is to me, like, all of everything you just said, like, if you stacked up position by position, the Niners are coming out on top at a lot of them. Like, running back for sure, wide receiver for sure, tight end is a push. Maybe you lean Chiefs, given Kelsey's kind of track record,
it,
particularly
it's even how, there. We the two best tight ends in the league.
Yeah, but particularly with Kelsey, how good he is in the playoffs. So okay, so maybe you lean Chiefs there. Offensive line, it's like a wash. The Chiefs' offensive line is not very good, but neither San Francisco's. Defensive line, you're probably taking San Francisco. Linebacker, you're probably taking San Francisco. So you see, like, the playmakers are there for the 49ers. The roster is there. But all of that is just overshadowed to me by Mahomes. It just...
Well, yeah, because you look
like
at...
None of it might matter.
Yeah, because you look at them, like, they didn't play great all regular season, just call it what it is. They kind of, I don't want to say got by, but Mahomes carried them.
Yes.
And then come playoff time, honestly, I think they're playing their best football all season.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of pointed to that Bills game where they put up, I think it was like 27-24, however many points or whatever. It looked kind of like, all right, it's kind of like back to normal. So, like, it's back. Yeah, without the weapons and all that, somehow Mahomes just makes the machine go still.
I hate it.
I don't know.
He's really good.
He's one of the greatest ever.
He is. And that's why.
How do you feel going into this?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel going into this against the GOAT?
That's the funny thing is, like, if they lose, it's like, well, yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes, done it again. But on the other hand, I'm of the belief, and James and I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'm of the belief that, like, this is it. Like, this is their last shot with this group of players and this coaching staff.
Talking about for the
49ers.
For the 49ers?
Yeah. And if they don't, so there's this, like, anxiety that comes with that of they've been really close in four of the last 5 years. They've been so close. And if you go through this five-year run, and you leave it without a title, it's really hard to imagine, like, oh yeah, they'll get there. They'll be back. Like, they'll just be back. Like, they got a bunch of dudes that are getting old.
Yeah, I get that. And let me ask you a question. Is this a Kyle Shanahan legacy game?
Dude, the legacy game thing? Yeah, for now.
And
like,
I'm saying,
for now,
like,
but
go ahead. He's still a top five coach and all that. Like, he's not, he lost. Fire Shanahan or whatever. But it's more so... At some point, you got to win the big game, right?
Yeah, no doubt. But it's legacy for now. Like, Andy Reid's legacy was, wow, what a joke. Time management. He stinks at time management. And now all of a sudden, he gets Patrick Mahomes, and he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Yeah, and he carried that and all first of a sudden, legacy for about 13 years or so.
Right. And everybody looks back at those Eagles years and goes, man, look how successful the Eagles were. Look at all the playoff trips. Look at all the playoff wins. Nobody looks back and goes, yeah, Andy Reid has two Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, they've won two with Patrick Mahomes. Man, but look at all the years with the Eagles. Hey, it's just, he's just an all-timer now.
Yeah.
I heard somebody on a podcast the other day go, man, if Bill Belichick doesn't get back into the NFL, Andy Reid's going to surpass him as the coach of this era.
Maybe not.
It's like, that's a lot, but that illustrates, I mean, whether that's true or not, TBD, but that illustrates how much, you know, you talk about legacy game. For now, yes. If the 49ers lose, there is going to be on this program, on D'Lo and Kenny, on First Take, or your favorite sports talk show, it's going to be like, can Kyle Shanahan ever win the big one? Kyle Shanahan falls short again.
Yeah, because you know they're going to tie the Falcons one to them too, which is the weirdest thing that people do.
It's so nuts. The Patriots had 200 yards in the fourth quarter by the fourth quarter alone. 200 yards and a half is a lot.
Dan Quinn got a second job because Kyle Shanahan got the blame for that job.
Yeah. That's facts.
Nobody talks about it. Yeah, Dan Quinn blew a 28-3 lead or whatever.
I was listening to a sports talk radio show on the way into work. So it was like early morning. It was one of those East Coast shows. And they literally were talking about that Super Bowl, and they went, who is the head coach? They didn't even know that Dan Quinn was the head coach. It's the weirdest thing. But no, you're right. That gets put on him, right? And that's, okay, it is what it is. I think it's ridiculous, but if that's going to be the case, then yeah, you're going to see. If they lose this game, particularly, and I think this is the ultimate, if the Niners lose, and they lose 23-17, It's just kind of like, man, all right. Chiefs were a buzzsaw. Niners didn't play well enough. You lost. If they get blown out, it's like, man, they really just kind of fell apart down the stretch. Chiefs turned into a buzzsaw. Wow, what a defense. The Brock Purdy question comes up. Like, dude, they got into the biggest game and they lost 38-10. Like, oof.
If they were to lose, how would you see it going?
I think like that 23-17 where the Chiefs are just kind of like better.
I got you.
But if they blow a late lead, there's no coming back from that. If they're up 20-10 going into the fourth quarter and they lose 24-20, yikes.
We're getting the Shanahan late quarter stats out.
Oh, dude, 1,000%. And that's when, so I think any loss, but particularly that kind of loss, like that would sting.
Yeah, don't, a loss with a story behind it.
Yeah, and you're going to get the, can Kyle Shanahan, can the 49ers ever do it? Da-da-da-da-da. Like that's going to be the thing. But dude, if it turns out that Brock Purdy is, and I don't think he is, so calm down. If it turns out that he is Tom Brady and just hides and masks all these mistakes moving forward, and the 49ers win the next four Super Bowls, or four out of the next 10 Super Bowls, nobody's turning around and going, yeah, but Shanahan didn't win the big ones then, so his legacy is tarnished.
Well, it's like just, you said, it's a legacy game now, but 3 years from now, what are we talking
about? Yeah, it'll define what people think of Kyle Shanahan moving forward, but it's not like, oh, I think they should fire him if they leave. I'm not going TC on him.
Yeah.
Or if they lose.
Shout out TC.
Shout out TC. Big TC guys. But no, I just I don't know. I'm already annoyed at the discourse, especially if they lose in the fourth quarter, or if they blow a lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's fair. Cause, I mean, like you, like looking at it like realistically, just as it's a football game, like the team on the other side is pretty good still too.
Yeah, right, it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and it's probably one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, like so you go to, all right, so they lose in 2019 to Patrick Mahomes. Like they just 3rd and 15. Niners got pressure. He completes it to Tyreek Hill. The wheels kind of come off from there. Jimmy Garoppolo can't make a couple of plays. Ball game's over, right? 2021, Jaquaski Tartt drops an interception. Tartt hauls that in. The Niners probably win that game.
Yeah, that was a big momentum changer right there.
Yeah, that's not like Kyle Shanahan. And then they had chances to go down and score, and Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't get it done. The Rams tied the game late. Niners don't get it done. Rams take the lead. Niners have a chance to go down and retake the lead. They don't. So that to me isn't like, wow, Kyle Shanahan just didn't have him prepared. And then Brock Purdy gets hurt against the Eagles, which I don't put that on Kyle Shanahan. So I there's nothing that's happened so far in Shanahan's tenure that says to me like, oh, he can't be the guy. They can't get it. They cannot get it done because of him.
Well, yeah, when they're not decimated by injuries, they're one of the four best teams in the league every year.
Yeah. Like that, and that's the thing I do come back to, though, is there was talk about, so you remember in week 7 and 8 when they really got torched, and a little bit less so in week 6, but we'll lump week 6 in there too, that three week stretch where they lost 3 in a row. You heard all about this effort from their defense. Like, man, the effort, the missed tackles were too high, the effort just wasn't there, they were out of gas, this and that. I heard that same kind of chatter after the NFC title game, and I think that's ridiculous. I think they just got pushed around. But let's say that's the case. And let's say they come out in the Super Bowl and it's the same thing, where they just look lethargic. That is the thing that I'll come back to, and that I'm putting on the coach.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is it a coach thing, or is it just a matter of that's just one of the team's weaknesses, though?
Because I feel that's like that's on the coach to me.
That's fair.
If it's a mindset problem, because I give Kyle Shanahan so much credit in 2017 and 2018, and to a lesser extent 2020, when those seasons should have been over, right? They were 1-10 in 2017. Jimmy Garoppolo starts, they win 5 in a row. That wasn't just because of Jimmy. Jimmy Garoppolo made a big difference, but the team was still playing really hard.
Yeah.
2018, Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt. They won a late game against the Seahawks. They nearly beat the Bears, who were a playoff team that year. They beat Denver down the stretch of that season. They were playing hard for all 17 weeks. And I'm going, man, that's coaching. Like, these guys want to play for Shanahan and want to play for this coaching staff. If you're at the point that you're reaching the Super Bowl and you run into an effort problem, like that's where I turn around and I'm going, what's happening there? What's happening in that locker room that made those players take the field and go, nah, not today?
See, all right, to counter your point, though, isn't that just like a player problem, though? Because if you need your coach to get you pumped up when you're in the Super Bowl, like, that's on you.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I,
not,
I think
not
a little
pumped
bit
up, but like you said, like the effort and stuff on defense and all that.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but I think when something like that happens, to me, it always comes back to the coach. Like, what's happening in the locker room that led that player to not be fully invested in the thing they've worked? And to be clear, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No, yeah.
I don't think, I think the 49ers are in a space where I'm sitting here going, hey, this is probably their last shot to do this. George Kittle's 30. Christian McCaffrey's almost 30. Debo Samuel's almost 30. Eric Armstead is entering the twilight of his career. They're in this spot that they're not going to have a ton of opportunities to continue. Trent Williams is in his mid-30s.
Yeah, if anything, you turn it around, it's not their last shot, but it's their best shot. Everyone is here. That's it.
And that's why I know that somebody might bristle at, like, Kenny, going, they got to win one this year. Like, this is just, they got to do it. I agree. I don't think it's, like I said, I'm not saying that it's fire everybody, blow it up, everything's a disaster if they don't, but it is so hard to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
As you saw with the Niners the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my favorite team to win a playoff game, so.
It is so damn hard. How many times have we seen a team that you go into the year and you're like, man, that's a great team, and then they flame out in the first or second round?
There's always one every year.
Right. It is so hard to go to the freaking Super Bowl, and I think expecting the 49ers to just go, oh, hey, they've been in the playoffs for the last 5 years. They've been to two of the last five Super Bowls. They've been to four of the last five NFC Championship games. Yeah, they'll just kind of continue this. That's nuts. They've gotten so lucky to get to this point, and it's so hard at the beginning of a season to just circle a team. It was the Niners and the Eagles. Niners, Eagles all year. And then it was like, oh, maybe we'll sneak the Cowboys in there. And sneak the Cowboys. The Niners never left that upper echelon of team.
Yeah, no.
In the NFC. And then, you know, across the board, there's, you know, the Bengals and the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens. The AFC is so loaded. But the Niners were never really in question of like, hey, is this team a Super Bowl contender?
Super Bowl odds come out every year, and they're always near the top.
Right, and that's really, really hard to do. And that's why I think this year, it's like, man, you had a not easy road, but as easy of a road as you're going to get in the NFC.
You're probably, I don't want to say facing the weakest, I don't want to say weakest Chiefs team, but just...
It is.
This team doesn't have weapons on offense, you know?
It's the least dangerous of the Chiefs teams that have been in Super Bowls recently. Save for the 2020 Super Bowl, the 2020 season, 2021 calendar Super Bowl, where their offensive tackles were hurt.
Yeah.
And the Bucs just
running for his
off.
Life the entire
right,
game.
Right. But, like, save for that, this is, I think, the most beatable Chiefs team. And you avoided the Ravens, who kicked your ass. You avoided the Bills, who looked like a buzzsaw. You avoided the Dolphins, which I'll say for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you. So you avoided all these teams, and you get a down year for the Chiefs. If you're not doing it now, I don't know what you're doing.
It's like we said, it's their best shot.
Man.
Like, they'll be around next year. They'll probably win the division the next 3 years. They'll be in the mix and all that. You'll be playoff, win games and all that, but, like, everything is there for them on Sunday.
Yeah. I think that's why it's so nerve-wracking.
I bet.
Like, I'm just a, I try really hard. I'm going to be vulnerable for a minute. I try with my podcast and with my writing job to be like down the middle. I don't call myself a journalist. I'm not. Like, James left the radio show early to go cover a press conference. He's at every home game for the Kings. I am not that. I go to some Niner games. I'm not around. I blog. I watch the team. I follow the team. I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm more of a commentator, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like Stephen A. Smith, commentator. Don't consider him a journalist anymore. Skip Bayless, used to be a journalist, now he's a commentator. Okay, that's where I land. But I try and like play down the middle. I try really hard to leave my what I want aside. And I look at it as objectively as humanly possible. And are my glasses rose-colored, red? You know, sometimes, yeah, probably. Like, that probably feeds into some of it. But I really try hard not to. With this game specifically, I am trying so hard not to lose my mind. Like, I try really hard to, like, all right, I'm going to, like, write, and it's going to just be, like, down the middle, and I'm not going to, like, freak the hell out, and I'm just going to stay within myself. And then, sure enough, first big third down of the game, I'm, like, standing up. I'm, like, hands on knees. I'm, like, deep breaths. I sweat a lot.
That's just part of it. That's just part of being a fan.
I know. And it's just, I'm as I was growing up, I loved being a sports fan, and I still do. But when I started to get into journalism and I started to see what it is about, because that was my degree at Sac State was journalism and mass comms. Shout out to the comms department. But my whole thing was like, man, I hope I cover a team that's not one of my favorite teams, because I don't want to have to like lose my fandom. And my fandom's definitely different now,
mm-hmm.
but it's not gone.
Yeah.
Like, I still stress out.
I feel like times are different now, too.
Oh, like, for sure.
Like, back then, it's like old school journalists, no cheering in the press box, blah, 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 blah,
back then? My college years are back then? That's crazy.
Well, not you back
then.
That hurt. No. You with me. You're good. Right. We hang out the bars together. You're good.
Sweet. All right,
we hang out Sky River together. We're good.
Hell yeah, we do.
But
shout out 32 Bruce Street.
No, it's different now. I think now you can't be a full-fledged fan and all that. But like you said, it's just, you can feel it still.
Yeah, it's Bill Simmons. Like,
exactly.
Bill Simmons started this.
Mm-hmm.
When he became a nationally known person, that was when it became. And you see, like, people on, like, The Ringer, and you see people at like, you got Ian Rappaport tweeting about how much he loves the Mets.
Yeah.
I just feel like 20 years ago, you never would have seen anything like that. But, yeah, man, I would love to see the 49ers win, particularly, like, putting aside what I want. And what I would love to be able to celebrate that, like, with my mom. Like, that's our, like, we've been going to Niner games since I was 8 years old. But aside from that, like, there's a content thing.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I don't want to talk about another freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm asking you about that, too, because, like, you've been producer at other stations and stuff like that. Like, is this going to be, like, your first, like, show hosting after, like, a big Niners game? Not, like, a divisional round or whatever, but, like, after the Super Bowl, where you, like, you're going to have to share your thoughts and all that.
I was on Niners postgame for the NFC title game last year. But that was a weird one because it was like the game was over in the first quarter. It was just kind of waiting for the clock to run out and figuring out how bad the score would be.
Just and all that throughout the game.
Yeah.
It was just kind of over once he was out.
Yeah. But yeah, this will be the first time I've had to like come on after a championship loss if they lose.
I mean, it could be a win, maybe.
Maybe.
It's going to be a good show to tune into on Monday.
Yes. Oh no, no doubt. Like, there's going to be so much to talk about. I just don't want to have to talk about another loss because I'm already tired of the Brock Purdy discourse.
Yeah.
I'm already tired of the Shanahan discourse. It's like, ugh.
Well, it's another thing too. Is like you see your team go every year. Like, all right, finally, this is the year. Because my thing too is I'm thinking like if they don't win this year, they're kind of a modern version of the Buffalo Bills from the '90s. You're not losing the Super Bowl every year, but it's just like, all right, these guys just can't do it.
Well, and they were so good. And for what?
Mm-hmm.
Like for. The Shanahan era 49ers, if they don't win a Super Bowl this year, are just going to be forgotten to NFL history.
Yeah, they're just maybe you make some documentary about the best teams who never won. Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can be there, but nobody watches that.
Nope.
Nobody cares about that, and I think that's where a lot of the like anxiety and the stress come in. Is it's like the Lions. All right, Lions lose the NFC Championship game. The Lions feel great about their chances to go back.
Oh, yeah, that was the best year of some of their lives.
The Niners, you saw with the Eagles. Like, it is hard as hell to lose a Super Bowl and then just pick up the next year and just go back. So if you're wiping 2024 off the calendar, now you got to go to 2025?
You lose some guys, too.
You're losing guys? You guys got guys getting older, less effective?
Big game on Sunday, Kyle.
It's enormous. So you've got the 49ers winning.
Yeah, 23-17.
Yeah, right.
Put it together. They're gonna get points on the board. Shanahan's fine. They're going to do it.
Is Kenny here? I would love to get Kenny's prediction.
He's here somewhere.
Yeah, he's back
there. He's behind you.
All right, that's fine. Is he wearing? What is he wearing today? Oh, he's got the gold satin jacket on. I'm so jealous of that jacket. God, that's so sick.
Yeah. Kim came by the studio the other day. She's like, hey, do you want a Niners friendship bracelet? I was like, no, I don't think it'll go with my Dolphin sweater I'm wearing right now, but thanks.
Niners friendship bracelet? They're doing the Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you in or out on the Taylor Swift thing?
I'm in.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm all in, to be honest.
Maybe that makes me lame, but
no, it's good.
If it makes more people watch football, I don't know why that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, the complaint about, like, they show her too much. I'm not looking at my TV anyway, bro.
Yeah.
Between plays, I'm scrolling my phone.
Like I said, close your eyes, cuff your ears, la, la, la. There.
Yeah, like, if you're annoyed by I get it, but it's fun.
It's not
the end of the world, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
They show way more egregious things during football games.
Exactly.
I've seen Jaguars fans hop into pools of mayonnaise. And you want to talk to me about Taylor Swift?
I've seen Ed Reed lay a wide receiver run a slant right down the middle. That's worse than seeing Taylor Swift. All right.
Wow. It's a take. Ask Kenny real quick who's winning on Sunday.
What's your prediction? Your mic is on.
I'm coming. I need the people to see me.
Oh, he wants the big boy mic.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
I'll see you guys in the studio later.
Stay here. I just need the people to see me.
We're out in like 30 seconds.
Niners, 31-24. We're going to talk about it more. I'm going to tell you how we get there. I'm going to let you know how we get there. Let's go.
All right. D'Lo and Kenny coming up next on ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.